So we are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Rishon and Dalet. We're talking about starting the cooking process of things that will finish on Shabbos, or on Daf Chavav and Aleph, middle of Sif Hei. Chabbos said, you can't put, right before Shabbos, bread into the oven, only if it got crusted, the surface in the oven, from before Shabbos. So that's what Chabbos continues, the top line Chavav and Aleph. Then Nosan Oysam Samach Lechashecha. Now let's say you put it right before it got dark. The cover for them and the, in the surface of the bread did not get crusted. In Bemezid, if someone did it deliberately, Asad Mata Shabbos, then it's forbidden up until after Shabbos, Bechdesh, also the amount of time it takes to bake the bread. Vimishagig, if he did it by mistake, he didn't realize. Imele Mayachol, if it doesn't know what to eat on Shabbos, Mutale Ludus, Mimen, Mazoyan Shalashudis, he's permitted to take down from the oven wall the food of 3 meals worth. And he could tell other Shalim Mayachol that they also don't have what to eat. Come and take down for yourself also 3 meals worth of food. Now, when he's taking it down, it's like a type of a special tool that's like a shovel type to take it down. But rather with a knife or something like that. Because he shouldn't do it the way he does normally the weekday, what we know as uvdin the chol. Now, if he cannot take it down with any other indirect way, so then you're the marder, then you should take it down with the marder with that shovel. Now, from the son of Bechdesh, you can move for now. Now, if he had put it in the amount of time that the surface should get crusted, so keeping the Levadi Surah, since he didn't do anything wrong, and it's a Shabbos need, Rudi Gedark, you can take it down in the normal way, but if he's doing it not for a Shabbos need, then it's actually forbidden even in a abnormal way. Hagos says Ramah, because of this old tov mavitaner with oven she'in the tach betit. It's not smeared clothes with clay, says Hagos says Ramah. Avalim hu tach betit, but if it's smeared with clay, oy she'in the oifel tzarek Shabbos, or he is not in baking for Shabbos name. Rakel matzah Shabbos, he put in before Shabbos, he wants it for matzah Shabbos. It's malav malka. Yesh lo zman lafa, he said this time to bake, then actually mutter, it's actually permitted, it's not forbidden. Because we don't have a gezerah then that you might come to stoke the cause because you don't need it for Friday night. You're not trying to make it ready for anything. Says in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lamed Aleph. So we said, let's say you put it in to the oven right before get Shabbos. And it wasn't time for it to get the surface crusted. So he said, Siv Katan Lamed Aleph. In Bemezid, if you did it deliberately, then Asa, it's forbidden, like we said, until Matzah Shabbos Bechadesh Yasu. Now, so it's Asa. What is Asa? Asa lived is to take it down. Even through an abnormal way. Even if he doesn't know what to eat. Even if a non-Jew took it down from him out of the oven without his awareness. Asa lelechel, it's forbidden for him to eat it. As the Sharatina Salamabi says, because dafia, the baking, was be'isir. So it's forbidden. And how long is it prohibited? For Bechadesh Yasu. The amount of time it takes to bake it. Hainu achila means to eat it. That's how long you have to wait. I will redeem the town but taking it out of the oven, pasha the mut to take it on Shabbos. That's obvious that you'll have to take it out right after the Shabbos. You just can't have the benefit until the amount of time that would have taken to bake it on Matzah Shabbos. Now, then we said, Simcha Lama Gimel. If it was by mistake, so then we had this whole halacha v'chul, etc. Now, v'hod like katzin and gam b'shoigig, why don't we penalize even if we did it by mistake? Like we said in Sivches, l'mechakin and shabbi and shoigig l'mezid, that we don't differentiate between when you do it by mistake, when you do it deliberately. As you know, many times you say, shoigig otu mezid. Since he doesn't have any other bread to eat, and he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of the 3 meals without bread. So shari, therefore, it's permitted. But you're right, food, not such an obligation to eat on Shabbos. And that's why we said over there that even b'shoigig, when we spoke about the halachas of Shehiya, is going to be forbidden. Now, the truth is, yes, he has nothing to eat at all. Let's say this prohibition of Shia, that it was a little bit cooked, it wasn't Michael Ben Rasai, which we said, okay, it's forbidden even B'Shoigi, but let's say it's the only thing he has to eat. He's somewhere out and he got stuck somewhere and it's right before Shabbos and there's traffic and he has to pull over, he goes into the motel and he puts on something in the fire, he doesn't have a blech, and he did it by mistake, didn't realize. Mutulay Lachla, you're right, you would be allowed to eat a Shasla Sabbath B'Shabbos because he's not allowed to fast in Shabbos because of some Rish Pechas. According to this, since Lamaisa, we're explaining that the reason why you're allowed to take down this bread is only because he doesn't have any other bread to eat. Then even in our tanur, that we explain later about Siv Zayin, there's no problem about Radia. We don't have the same mechanisms that they had. You're still not allowed to have benefit to the bread more than 3 meals worth because Lamaisa, You have you only let it. It's only a heter for because you have to become the mitzvah of shalashudas. But the Shartin Lamadal says this from the Magid Avraham. He says, and even though he says when he writes that it's more also more than 3 meals worth. However, al korchach, he says that kavana must be the achila, but redi itself taking it down that's permitted because if not, then what does mechaber permit later on more than 3 meals worth? You can't say that later on is talking about that specifically when there's hidvik betana, but it says it doesn't sound like that. And even the Magid Avraham writes later on that it's talking about hidvik beheter. It seems to me that that's going to Rabbi Yeruchim, not in the Shulchan Aruch. And if you're going to say that that's a deichik in the words of Magid Avraham, you can say that he holds that since it's forbidden for him to eat, meal redi is also also more than 3 meals worth. And later on, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about korchach. When you connect, when you attach behet or dafka, well, when it says near kamech kesavti, that's something besiyev. It's a tzarchia. Says the mishmeru further sipkot and lama doubt. So he said, now if he did it by mistake and he doesn't know what to eat, then it's permitted for him to take down from the oven mizayin shalashudis 3 meals worth. Now the imbepasachachaitzi. Now for the one bread that he took down, huge rebbe shachala. If we could say shalashudis is enough for 3 months worth. And Shuvas Alertis, then I'll take down any more. Avagav, the Inlay Luchal Sudik, Kikisham Alech Mishnah, says Magen Avraham, even though he doesn't have a whole loaf and two breads for each meal, but Maisi, you have enough bread for the Chiv, you wouldn't be able to take down more. Sivkat and Lamet Hay. And he could even tell others that don't have what to eat to take down 3 meals worth. Now he said when he takes it down, he should do it with an abnormal way, not to do it during the weekday. But then we said that if it's not possible to do it in an abnormal way, then okay, take it down with the regular shovel. Because this taking down of the bread from the oven wall is not a complete rabbinic iser. It's a weaker type of rabban. It's like because it has like a weekday activity type. That's forbidden. Since in the place where it's not possible to deviate and it's a Shabbos need, it's here then they permit it. Now, if he put it in with the amount of time that the surface could be crusted before Shabbos, since he didn't do anything wrong in Tzarek Shabbos, so Sivkalam Mavav, bread the Kedarka, then he can take it down in a normal way. Sivkalam Rabbi Kasu, the Yesh Lahachma, one should be stringent, Kaplaiskin, the Srilu, like the Allah authorities that they hold the full of the Sun, even when you put it in the permitted way, Tzarek Lisa, the Adavka Bishinu, when you take it down, it has to be specifically in the abnormal way. Because the Shah Tzin, Lamad Hay brings that many disagree on the Ran who's leaning regarding this, as it brings down a bunch. And he says, Anoichi HaKlisa Matzasi, the Sharatin says, the Mishmur, that me, the one who's writing, found also Rabbi Yerucham explicitly, that when you put a beheter, you still need a shinoi, and only 3 meals worth. And also from the Rambam, there's no complete right that he holds like the Ran, that beheter, you don't need a shinoi. This that he says, Bishnosa, but Iser, it's a chiddush, that even by this, a shinoi would help. And it's also, that's why the Gemara says, Shachach, to tell us that even when the Afi was Iser, a shinoi helps, but even when it was beheter, you'd still have to do a shinoi. Simkat lam zayin. Now we said, but if not let's hayayim, then it's also even but a shinoi. But the Rama says this old toma by taner that's not toch betit. Avolimu toach, and says mishbara tchil says sifko. It's going back at the beginning of the sif. The muta litain that then you actually allowed to put it in to the oven, even though it's not enough time to get crusted. To legudin shem yistat titvichat because. And this is a very important heter that comes up, but regarding removing knobs, that this, simply you can't be mechata. So we're not concerned that you're going to break open the clay to get to the fire and then be mechata. So then you'll have to put it in right before Shabbos, even though there's not enough time to get crusted. How should you conduct yourself regarding when you're taking it down from the oven? Or another way, time that it's mutter is that if you're not doing it for Shabbos, you're baking it right before Shabbos for Matzah Shabbos. We have time left for the filibuster. He do even when I was talking to coals, he didn't have faith, but it's going to be baked well anyway, so we're not concerned. By Magid Avraham, because the Magid Avraham writes the Bethanum Shalom in our Tanum, keeping the Kamelik Kamei Yisuv Zayin. We hold later on Yisuv Zayin the mutter is member Shabbos. You let it take down from the Shabbos of Lechon to eat the filibuster. Gimel Sudas al Shabbos, even if he has 3 meals worth for Shabbos. So chashina, then we actually are concerned. Shemi yamalach lechem apasha b'tan b'shabbos, and you might change your mind to even the bread in the oven on Shabbos. And then you're going to stoke the coals to that it cooks quickly. And actually, then it is a problem. Sivkat lamidvav in the Sharatzion, Islamidvav. So just like we're concerned regarding a tapshal getchilish, not to put it some of the chashicha on smach tidim at the Shabbos, but concerned you might change your mind to eat on Shabbos in b'chata, like we see later on. Rishon and Zayin Sevalv and Hagah. So that's what. That's what we're saying. The heroes regarding bread, we actually are concerned.
Sivav says Mechabev in the Sun of Shabbos. Now, if you put it on Shabbos, Philip Amazin even deliberately actually mutterly learned this. Actually, then is that he's allowed to take it down. Kodim Shiyot before bakes. And the reason is Kadesh Shaloi, as the Katin Tamad Bey, Yobo the Issa skill that does not come to the prohibition of being stoned to death for the Issa about a fiyah on Shabbos. Mishmur explains, Sivkot Amates. So he said, if you put on, we was talking about up until now from before Shabbos, if you put on Shabbos, then Afil B'mezid, because he explains, I mean, I would have thought to say, what's Afil B'mezid? Halitei L'Rosh B'yomis, the Pasuk says, force for the wicked and let him die. So like, yeah, what do you mean? You did something deliberately, so now you get your punishment. Kamash Mondashari, that's what's saying, that's permitted, that no, you're allowed to take it down, that you don't come, that it doesn't end up being baked, so you didn't end up doing the Isser. B'choshkin, all the more so, should be B'shaiki Dashari. Of course, if he attached it by mistake, that's permitted. Kedishalei, but the Isser Chatas, that does not come to a prohibition of being liable for a carbon chatas when it ends up baking. Sivkotin Mem, so he said it's permitted loy, for him to take it down before it bakes. But some, what does he mean to say with this word loy? Dafka hu ba'atzma mutalir, specifically himself, he's allowed to go ahead and take it down. But others, astrum lidus b'shvili, they're forbidden to take down the bread for him. Bein k'shidbik b'mezid, bein m'shayk, whether he did it deliberately, whether he did it by mistake. Afal m'shidbik atzapas, even if the one who attached the bread to the oven wall, in enu b'poitri, the is not here to let him know that, wait a second, it's going to bake, you can be chayiv iser. The ein amalei l'adam, no, we don't tell a person, you do a small sin, which is redias apas, taking it out of the oven, so that your friend doesn't come to a more severe prohibition. No, because ultimately his friend was negligent in this, that he attached it to the wall, which that's from the Magrama name in Taisis, that even though, what I mean, he did it by mistake, there's a level of negligence, because he should have been careful that not come to this type of situation. And even in our tanur mishemem isridu, there's no prohibition about taking it down. It's not, we don't slab the dough on the oven wall. Mitzad b'eli rabba dos la'achir, the eli rabba is inclined, that's still forbidden for someone else to take it out. Mishem da betzik muktzahu, because the dough is actually muktza. V'in the roll of tilta is not fit to move it. Now this is all regarding baking. But in the bishop regarding cooking, pashut, it's obvious. The im echad shachach ha'ovev, if someone forgot or violated, and he kedir somach la'esh, and he left a pot near the fire, tzorchem achlus halka, that someone else has to also remove it, kedish lebe chabel de iser, that his friend has not come to the iser of that it's going to end up cooking, which can be iser bishul. The basilik kedir and can iser klal, because removing a pot has no prohibition at all. Mil yishkam mitzvah lafurshim iser. Of course, the mitzvah to separate someone from committing an iser. Sivkat memalv. So he said it's permitted for him lirdois to take it down before it bakes, and afilu b'marde, even with the shovel. It's possible to take it in an abnormal way. Could go the sakin hakavna through a knife, or similarly, yes, and they should do it. Now, this is all talking about imlo yisarch lahashes al dezeh. If you won't have to delay by trying to find a knife, kadesh leibah al dehashil, the krim is ponim l'schayv al dezeh. So that again, that because if he's going to wait to try to find some other tool, he might come to actually be liable by getting crusted. But if not, then he should try to get some other tool. The Be'al Lacha. That if he did the Isser Shia regarding baking, and we said that, okay, he could tell others that don't have what to eat, that they could also take 3 meals worth. So the Be'alach would seem that he himself is forbidden to take it down for them, even though they need 3 meals worth, because you think you tell a person you should sin so that your friend should be zeichen something? Look at Shabbos Abdal Madav, that they said this even regarding saving his friend from Isser Malacha Dairaisa, but sure regarding this. So then you could be ready to gedarke. From the word of the Pirim Mugadim, it sounds like that the Kavanah Shachan Aruch is dafka 3 meals worth. That's called Tzarek Shabbos. But that's not Mukhach in the Kavanah of the Ran, Lanias Daiti. Also, it's possible to say that if he wants to eat from this bread that he takes out, that's also considered Tzarek Shabbos. Because specifically before, when he did it by Isser, then the Shachan Aruch stipulates that when he doesn't have any other bread, but not over here. The Maskal of Mutach Batit, but if it's smeared with clay, then it's permitted when you put the dough in right before Shabbos. Says the Be'alacha that even though in Sif Alf, it sounds like that according to the Rambam, which treats Mechab over there, that regarding this, tach, smearing with clay doesn't help, the Rambam doesn't want to bring the opinion of those who disagree on the Kolbe, because he already wrote it within Sif Alf, that the minhag is ready like this, Asvara, and he's going L'shitase. And says afterwards he found it also in the Vilna Gaon, he's Merambas to this. Some of the deer shoes, condition number 20, even if a person has the ability to take bread from someone else, the Pinner Eskerel is that they permitted for a person to take down to do Redis HaPas, for his 3 meals worth, and they didn't make him try to make efforts to get it somewhere else. Dish 21. We said, if it's not possible to make a mitzvah shalosh sudas without bread, then it's permitted. Now, the shear of the bread that's permitted to take down for every single suda, from this that it doesn't mention that they permit you to take down bread in the shear of specifically of that of a kebeya, of an egg, sounds like permitted to take down bread according to whatever it is that he wants to eat for that meal, not limited to that shear of a kebeya. And Dirshu number 27, even though regarding many dinim, we find Chazal firmly held their rabbinic iser, even when it's going to come to iser deraisa. Morgan Lam writes that so to find many places that they did not establish their words, like we're saying over here, that they allowed Radiyas HaPas not to come to iser chatas. Kibbe Egim writes to differentiate. In a situation that the two prohibitions derive from two separate ideas, that's where Chazal established their words, even in a situation where it's going to come to be violating iser Torah. Which is not the case when both these Yisurim are one idea. For example, over here, where the two Yisurim are both from the idea of Shabbos, when Manam Shach is going to be Ovid Yisur Shabbos, in such a situation, Chazal were not Maimon Devrehim, where it's going to be Yisur Torah, and they said, better be Ovid Yisur Rabbanon, than come to be Ovid Yisur Min HaTorah of baking. And from this, that is no Eitzah to leave the bread until it burns, Shem Zaman proves that also in such a situation, the person would still be Chayav, that it was bread before it got burnt. Dishu number 28, we said, since L'maisa's chab was peshea, this that he had put it. Also regarding someone that finds out that non-Jews took his daughter from his house on Shabbos to take her out from Klal Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch writes later on Sim Shin Vav that the mitzvah to be mishtatl, to save her, even to be violated, is their eyes. For example, let's say they go out from 3 prasois. Mishabur writes over there that this all talking about when they took her out, ba'inus. Such a situation, we say, to violate a small isur so that your chab is not violating isur chamer. Which is not the case when the daughter was somewhat negligent, then you're right. Now, Mechab and Shabbos for her, like we're saying over here. However, regarding Isra Rabbanan, right by the name El Rabba, that you could be lenient to be violent at Isra to save a Jewish daughter from Shmad, even if she was negligent. Now, to save a person from doing malacha that thinks that there's Pekuach Nefesh, for example, let's say to notify a person that who went out to Mechab Shabbos for a Chayla to Atzala, or the Master of the Chayla actually got better, and there's no need to Mechab Shabbos for that person. So Shevet Levi says, forbidden to violate for that purpose, even the Isra Rabbanon, to let him know on the network, which lets it would only be Isra Rabbanon, because still he's going to receive reward for what he's doing. As the Shulchan Aruch said later on, Simon Shun Chav Ches, regarding a Chayla that has a need for one Gregris, and 10 people ran to bring it through Chil Shabbos, that even if the first person got healthy through the first one, they're all going to be Potter, and they have reward from Hashem for their good thoughts. So therefore, actually, you wouldn't violate any Isra to stop the person. Dish number 29, the Eli Rabba was inclined that it's forbidden for someone else to that even by our Tanorm there's no Isaridui, that it's forbidden because the dough is mukta. So something from his words that for the person himself that put the dough, he would be allowed to remove it. It just sounds like someone else can. More than that, Chaz Nish writes that regarding a pot that inside of it has a cooked dish, but it was not cooked kemechem and desoi, that was placed on the kiwi that's not garva kotem on the Erev Shabbos, that even though it's mukta, it's logical that person should remove it, and even if he forgot it by mistake, and according to this, for sure over here where it's put on Shabbos, that he's going to come to Iseskila, for sure, yeah, the person himself should remove it. Now, regarding someone there was Matman Chaman for Shabbos, and he found out that he had poured the food with a milchige spoon that was a ben yomai. So, Salanta is not sure, should he remove the food before it reaches the Shir Mecha ben Desoy, not to violate Issa Bishal Abasa B'chalav, or since the food is Asa B'hana, so it's Muktzen, he's not going to move it. Adds on that this is not similar to Radiyas HaPas that permitted said you're not Oveis Mabashal, because maybe they only permitted that to save from Issa Shabbos, but not to save a person from Issa Bas B'chalov. Look over there that is also Mesupik from the idea that possible that only the Issa Radiyas HaPas was permitted for him, because that's only like Uvdu L'Choyl, which is like a more lenient type of Issa Rabbanon, which maybe you wouldn't say the same thing for Issa Muktzer that's Mochamer. Dish number 30. We said, yeah, because the dough is mukta, so that even today's tanurim, a person would not be able to take it out for someone else. Now, according to this, you have to know that if the dough is baked, the shiv krimas panim, that is crusted, that is a crust, l'chayra, in such a situation, not muktzah, because that shir is considered like mavushal regarding your chiv. If that's the case, when you put in the tanur so that it should be fully baked, that is an element of mavushal, so then it would be a mitzvah of someone else to remove it. Shlomo Zalman asks, why does Mishnah Berurah say it's forbidden to move the dough with the shovel? L'chayra, it's considered tiltum and atzad, indirect way of moving, l'tzarech tov amutah, something that's permitted, which is because for a tzarech of minyas iser, that a person does not violate iser. He answers that since the derech of Radia always is with the marida, it's not considered tiltum and atzad. And regarding this discussion regarding tiltum of muktzah through something else, l'tzarech of b'kayim of the muktzah, that we discuss later on Simish and Chesiv, Kotten, Kof, Tes, Vav. So it's regarding turning off the electricity when the electricity has stopped, so that it doesn't go on. So that it saves Jews from the Issa Bribi Shiurim of the Melacha of Mavir. Shlomo Zalman writes that since the fuse is Mukta Machmas Issa, because Rabbeinu Shmosha's the fuse was forbidden to move because the Issa Kibbeh would be extinguishing. So even though now let's say the electricity is out, but because that's muktzah for the whole Shabbos, we don't tell a person to violate the Isser Kala muktzah so that his friend doesn't violate the Isser Chamar of Havara. He doesn't. That, however, it is appropriate for every single person to press on the fuse in the permitted way, that is, minatzad, let's say with his elbow or his body, to save others from a more severe Isser. Dish number 31, on the words of Mishnah Berurah, that by a pot, removing the pot, that's not a problem. Why isn't the pot considered like muktzah because of the topshal that's inside of it? It's not fully cooked. Ms. Karelitz explains, because b'derech klal, there's also foods that were already cooked that are not muktzah. And he adds on that, however, in a situation that the primary topshal in the pot has not been fully cooked, that's roel achila, which is muktzah. And since the pot is like a basis, l'davar aser, it would be forbidden to move, and you would not be able to remove from the fire. Dish number 32. The Bir Aloch had said that the person who put in the bread that was not fully cooked, he could tell others to take out, but he can't take it out for them. And even his family members, that they don't know what to eat. The Pindus Kirel says that their halacha regarding this is like others, and therefore the father/husband would not be able to take it out. He would have to have them take it out for themselves.